twist of fate would have me sing at your wedding with a baby on my mind and your soul in between. Wild heart, young man, goddamn, I never want to keep. For your goal is ages up for the end of your story. Give my hand to Jesus and when I wave you. Oh, wonder, happy wandering.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145/92, and then I had a heart attack.
182/100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150/90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180/110, and I had a stroke.
And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford.
They're getting closer.
Oh yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
And now, before the next show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes. You've plenty of time, so visit the snack bar now. A tasty treat will double your enjoyment of the show. For your convenience, we shall keep you informed of the remaining intermission time, 3 minutes before the next show starts. The next show will start in 2 minutes.
Just a minute, folks. Yes, that's all it takes to visit our refreshment counter in the lobby. There you'll find popcorn and an assortment of popular candy bars to please every taste. Try one of these delicious candy bars. Big Time, Butternut, Milkshake, Payday. Topped with Hollywood's super rich coating of the kind you like best. They taste wonderful, they're delicious, they're nutritious. Get one at our confection counter in the lobby now.
The next show will start in 1 minute.
Hello, Medford, Massachusetts, and Tufts University. My name is Chris Earle. The show you are listening to is Watch This with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It is your freeform station high atop Curtis Hall on this somewhat hazy September afternoon, September 12th. People are back to school. People are walking around. This is a show about movies. For those of you listening for the first time, I usually pick out 5 flicks, either my own or with a guest. Today I'm on my own. But today I'm going to do something a little different. It is a tribute to Burt Reynolds. I'm going to talk about 5 of his flicks and maybe a few of the others. And I've got soundtracks from 5 of his flicks and a few others. And maybe a couple other surprises. It's Watch This on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. First movie is Gator from 1976. But first, here's Burt Reynolds singing about himself from 1972. Ask me what I am.
Don't ask me what tomorrow will bring. Ask me how I enjoy the day. Don't ask me what songs I'm gonna sing. Just turn your ear my way. Don't ask me where I'm going. Ask me where I've been. Don't ask me what I'm gonna be. Ask me what I am. Don't ask me what I hope to find. Ask me what I've found. Don't ask me if I'm chased by time. It's the other way around. Don't ask me if I want the world. The world is where I stand. Don't ask me what I'm gonna be. Ask me what I am. Don't ask me if I have a dream. To live is dream enough. For if I'm in the eyes I see, in part we're all a bluff. Don't waste your time with questions. Even you don't understand. The question is the answer, babe. So ask me what I am.
As Burt Reynolds singing Ask Me What I Am, he put out an entire album in 1972. That was just one of the many little surprises we got today. A tribute to Burt Reynolds. He passed away last week at the age of 82. And I was looking over some movies. I had just, it's funny because like I was going to watch Smokey and the Bandit like the day before he died. And then all of a sudden he died. And then I watched Smokey and the Bandit, of course, and a number of other movies, including Gator from 1976, which is the first movie soundtrack that I'm going to play. I'm going to talk about that movie a little bit. I got some stuff from Smokey and the Bandit, Smokey and the Bandit 2 and 3 from the soundtracks there as well. And I also have, let's see, from 1978, one of my favorite Burt Reynolds movies. It's Hooper. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when it comes up. And then The Cannonball Run. And then we're going to do some Stroker Ace, and we're going to do some from Boogie Nights. So those are going to be the soundtracks and what we're going to talk about a little bit today, plus some other stuff in Burt Reynolds' career here. But like I said, I usually pick five flicks. The first flick is from 1976. This is Gator here on Watch This on WMFO in Medford.
Looking out for the law while they make the best corn liquor you ever saw. whiskey. While he's making that mash, he watches and he looks. Oh, Gator, he knows that swamp like a book. Something out there moving, Gator, what do you see? Ain't nothing but the snakes and the gators and me. Everything's okey-dokey and okey-dokey. That chef ain't snooping around, so cook that moonshine down till it's good and clear. Everything's okey-dokey and okey-dokey. That chef, he'd soon mess around with the devil and to get himself long messing around in here. One day he was cooking some mash. He was almost done when he spotted the law and he had to run. So he headed for the swamp and he followed him in. But the law might as well been a chasing the wind. Look out for that snake, Sheriff. Well, they chased him on back through the muck and the slime, to the back of that swamp where the sun don't shine. But the law won't never catch a gator, my friend, cause he knows that swamp like the back of his hand. Watch out, boys, old smokers in the okey-dokey. The sheriff's out there snooping around, so shut that business down and let's disappear. Look out, boys, old smokers in the okey-dokey. But that sheriff, he's really gonna catch the devil if he keeps on snooping around in here. Gators in the swamp, sheriff. Go get it if you can. Careful, Sheriff. Don't let that gator bite you on your golden ass.
Burt Reynolds is Gator, and inside of 10 minutes, he's going to destroy 14 boats. He's going to wreck dozens of cars. Roar up a motel. He's going to drag a man around a parking lot.
Bye, guys.
And throw him off the top of his car. And just wait until you see what he does in the movie. Now, Burt Reynolds is about to be maimed, mangled, mutilated, and made mincemeat of as he takes on the crooked cops in Dunston County. Jerry Reed is the king of Dunston County.
Well, my name is Sam McCarthy. And I don't usually come by here to make collections, but I just want to come by and say hello.
He runs the games.
I want you to check on a guy named Gator McCluskey.
He sells the girls. He owns the cops.
I'm gonna kill him.
Lauren Hutton is Aggie Maybank. She may be Gator's lady.
You charm the shirt right off my back.
But she's her own woman.
He's got a place at the beach and we can stay there. There's nobody out there this time of year.
Wait a minute. Who said that you could make all the decisions? I should be making the decisions. Mm-hmm. That was a good decision that you made. Wasn't that a good one that you made?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Jack Weston is the Fed. Alice Ghostly is the Finn.
I'm strangely attracted to you.
Together, they're dynamite.
Oh, my God.
Jack Weston. Lauren Hutton. Jerry Reed. Alice Ghostly. And the master of the hit, hit, slam, bash, choke, smother, and squash. A man of stamina, strength, and boundless energy, the one and only Burt Reynolds.
Now we know you're in there. We're coming to get you, Gator.
All right, so the first of the five flicks today, the five soundtracks we got, at least one of the major ones here, is Gator from 1976. It's actually a sequel to a movie called White Lightning, which is a American action film directed by Joseph Sargent. I've never actually seen White Lightning, and the first story of Bobby Gator McCluskey. I've only seen Gator from 1976, but White Lightning was a 1973 American action film directed by Joe Sargent and starred Burt Reynolds as main character of Bob Gator McCluskey. And in that one, Gator's serving time in Arkansas prison for running moonshine. He learns his younger brother Donnie was murdered and the sheriff was the one behind it. And then he goes out of the way through a bunch of stunts and car chases to go after the sheriff. And there's an epic car chase finale in it. I still got to see this one. The sequel to White Lightning from 1973 is Gator, which is the first one that I picked today. I had seen pieces of it before, and I decided to go on there and find it. I believe it is available on, it's either Amazon or Netflix. I think it was Amazon Prime. So you can go out there, and if you want to watch a Burt Reynolds film, that one's out there. Let me double check that for you real quick. In the background is a song called Erotica from the movie by Charles Bernstein, who did the soundtrack to the album. Before that was The Swamp Chase. It's just a great soundtrack. And before that, of course, Jerry Reed with the ballad of Gator McCluskey. So yeah, you can actually watch that now with Amazon Prime. Anybody has Amazon Prime, you can watch that. Otherwise, you can rent it on there. It's a great movie. Gator is from 1976. It is the sequel to White Lightning. Agents force a former con man to help them nab a corrupt politician. Director was Burt Reynolds in his first directing debut, which is another reason why I picked this one. Stars Burt Reynolds, Jack Weston as the sidekick FBI man or CIA man. Lauren Hutton is also in it. And Jerry Reed, who plays a fantastic villain. Probably Jerry Reed's best role, I think. He's a country musician that also played with Burt Reynolds in a number of movies. The music was by Charles Bernstein, as I said, written by a guy named William Norton. And it was directed by Burt Reynolds. The box office, $11 million. It came out August 25th, 1976, running time of 115 minutes, distributed by United Artists. So Gator has been released from prison after the events of White Lightning, the first movie, and is living in the Okefenokee Swamp with his father and daughter, and they're making moonshine. And the feds know that he's making moonshine still with his father and daughter, and they use this info to coerce him into assisting him to catch a corrupt politician, who is, of course, Jerry Reed. And I rewatched this. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. The very beginning of it, it's got its silly parts, but the very beginning has one of the coolest boat chase scenes you will ever see in the swamps, in the Okefenokee swamps. And and he basically goes through about maybe 10 boats as the feds try to pick up Gator McCluskey. You're listening to Watch This on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'll tell you a little bit more about this in just a moment. This is Gator Drugged, Charles Bernstein, here on WMFO. So in this scene, Gator's actually drugged by Jerry Reed, and it's crazy. He gives him some kind of yellow pill, and his henchmen, his sidekicks, Jerry Reed's sidekicks, are a guy named Bones, who's this giant. And he's also got a guy named Smiley, who you also see in, you've seen him in Blazing Saddles and Dukes of Hazzard, and they're really good sidekicks. And Jerry Reed plays such a good villain. In the background here, Laying the Trap, again by Charles Bernstein. It's got such a cool soundtrack. And it's worth checking out. Like I said, it's on Amazon Prime for free if you got that, if you want to rent it for $3. But Burt Reynolds does a great job in this. The romance with Lauren Hutton doesn't really fit in, but it seems like back in the 70s, they always threw a little bit of romance in the movie. And she plays a journalist that's trying to figure out the story of what's happening with Jerry Reed. So Jerry Reed has this whole prostitution and drug ring, and hides behind being a politician, even though he's kind of a collector and a pimp. And it's pretty wild. There's some pretty creepy scenes in it, though, where he has like this little prostitution ring with a bunch of young girls in that he's drugging. And also their drug scene with Gator, with Burt Reynolds. So there's some moments in it that are really kind of creepy, and it's not really as light as it could be, but also they have these weird moments where he's, you know, drinking with Lauren Hutton on, and they're making out on the beach. So it's kind of all over the place, which is what these 70s movies were about, but a good form of escapism and worth watching. So check it out if you get a chance. This is Burt Reynolds' first directing debut, Gator, which is the sequel to White Lightning. And look for Ned Beatty as Sheriff J.C. Connors in this one as well. And Mike Douglas as the governor. Mike Douglas, who, of course, did a talk show in the 70s. Reynolds only agreed to make this film if he could direct, and it was filmed on Bakes Lake in Lakeland, Georgia. And like I said, one of the greatest boat chases of any movie I've ever seen. It's the movie itself is choppy because it has all these scenes that just kind of have different moods and kind of all over the place, but it pieces together pretty well, and it's a good Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon movie. So distributed by United Artists from 1976, made $11 million. It's Gator here on Watch This. I'm going to play one more song called For a Little While from Bobby Goldsboro from the soundtrack, and we will go on to flick number two. It's all Burt Reynolds today on Watch This with Chris Earle on WMFO here in Medford.
Time is done. The time has come to say goodbye. But I won't cry, 'cause you were mine for a little while. And though it's done, every sun I'll see your face, and I will smile, 'cause you were mine for a little while. And I'll remember everything about your love, the way you laughed and tossed your hair. Though you're gone, I'll never be without your love. I'll simply close my eyes and you'll be there. We had it all, and I'll recall each happy day, and I will smile, 'cause you were mine for a little while.
It's lovely. It's lovely. Let's go on to flick number two.
Down and truck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? Well, we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound of Bato Bandit Run.
Sensitive, touching story about the close personal relationship between a man and a woman. Between a trucker and his dog.
Fred, I'm so damn tired of picking you up. I got to do Fred!
Between a father.
No way.
And his son.
No way that you could come from my loins.
And how they all took to the road one day for a quiet little drive in the country. From Georgia to Texas and back in 28 hours flat with a truckload of bootleg beer.
I'll be driving this one.
Hey, yeah, blocker.
You'll be driving the truck.
This is Bandit 1 and that is Bandit 2.
Now, who would do a thing like that?
You'd be crazy, you know that?
Yeah.
You know it.
Yes.
How much money did you say it was?
$80,000.
Universal presents Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Jerry Reed, and Fred.
We're going to really have to cook. I mean, put it on the back burner and let's cook. Is that a 10-4?
10-4.
And the only thing that stands between them and an $80,000 prize, Jackie Gleason as Sheriff Buford T. Justice.
I got a barbecue yard.
Bandit, I've got a Smokey report for you.
What's your handle, son?
My handle is Smokey Bear, and I'm tail-grabbing your...
This is Smokey and the Bandit, the story about a lazy weekend in Alabama, Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, Georgia.
Daddy, the top came off.
No.
We ain't gonna make it, son. We come this far, ain't we? Look, when we say we gonna do a job, we do a job. It's me they're after. They don't even know plenty of snow exists.
Oh, they know.
Well, now, I tell you what we're gonna do.
Smokey and the Bandit, proving once and for all, it's not where you're going that counts. It's who the hell's in back of you.
You've got to duck it. You gotta keep that key trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it here. He's bound to
him thought the bandit was gone.
Awesome.
Well, his truck jackknife turned completely around. He was coming down backwards about the speed of sound. A lot of folks seen him and they all say he had his head out to wind the air and clear the way. Well, he got to the bottom safe and sound. Everybody asked Bandit how he made it down. He said, folks, when the truck picked up too much speed, I just run along beside it and drug my feet. You heard the legend of Jesse James.
and John Henry, just to mention some names. Well, there's a truck driving legend in the South today, a man called Bandit from Atlanta, GA. Every year the gentleman knows his name. He swear he's got eyes for the running in his veins, a foot like lead and nerves like steel. He's going up to glory riding 18 wheels.
Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a possum's becker.
Except for that...
Your ass. What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
This is Sheriff Buford T. Justice of Texas!
Texas? You know, of course, that you're out of your jurisdiction. I suggest that you let my department handle the situation.
That's very comforting. But I'm in a high-speed pursuit. Don't you hear good?
I hear perfectly. The fact that you are a sheriff is not germane to the situation.
The goddamn Germans got nothing to do with it.
What do you say?
Shut up one shit at a time.
All right.
All right, 1977, Smokey and the Bandit. This is where it all started, really, for superstar status for Burt Reynolds. Of course, he had Deliverance, which is a fantastic movie, Longest Yard. Both great movies. Seen them both. Not really going to go over them too much today, just for lack of time. But Smokey and the Bandit basically turned Burt Reynolds into a superstar. He became the biggest he had ever been. And he became 70s biggest star. The only competition he really had was Clint Eastwood. Very genial, very likable guy, very handsome. All the girls loved him and all the guys wanted to be him. There's a lot of little misogyny in there and a lot of sexual innuendo watching these over again. But, I mean, it's 1977. It's, like the millennials say, different times. So this is 41 years ago, Smokey and the Bandit. They used to play number 2 and 3 on HBO all the time, is what I remember, and that's how I was introduced to Smokey and the Bandit. It's got a 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb. Deserves better than that. And Gator had a 5.4, which deserves much, much better than that. This was directed by Hal Needham, who was a stuntman. And I believe this was his first movie. And for those of you who don't know, Burt Reynolds was actually a stuntman in the early days, and Hal Needham was his buddy, and this was the first of the formula movies that they made. Hooper, I would consider one of them, and Stroker Ace, another one, even Cannonball Run. Hal Needham just had these great chase movies, being a stuntman, and they set up some of the most elaborate stunts for the movies, and it really came out here with Smokey and the Bandit first. It was a budget of $4.3 million. It made $300 million that year. It was second only to Star Wars in 1977. It stars Jerry Reed once again at his truck driving buddy Cletus and Jackie Gleason as Sheriff Buford T. Justice, one of my favorite villains of all time. The beautiful Sally Field couldn't get any cuter than in this movie in Smokey and the Bandit. She plays a bride named Frog who was going to marry Buford T. Justice's son, who hardly ever gets an edge in otherwise, because Jackie Gleason is always telling him to shut up or gives him something to do. It is a fantastic, fun movie. Eastbound and Down, we heard from Jerry Reed. One of, not only one of the best songs in this era, but one of the best songs in any movie, I would think. I think, at least. I think it's a great, great tune. It's got a great soundtrack. Jerry Reed is on there, as well as Dick Feller. That's the guy's actual name, with the Bandit. That's just that, and a guy named Bill Justice. We're going to listen to a little bit more of the soundtrack here in a moment, and I'm going to give you a little bit of Smokey and the Bandit 2 and 3 as well. It was distributed by Universal Pictures. It came out in May 19th. 1977. So this was considered one of the first Hollywood blockbusters. Like after Jaws, you know, they started up the summer blockbuster movies, and this was definitely one of them. Smokey and the Bandit, like I said, came in number two after Star Wars that year. Running time, 96 minutes. And who else is in this movie I haven't talked about? The wonderful Little Enos is Paul Williams, and Big Enos is Pat McCormick. And just so many funny moments in this. Like every single scene you see with Jackie Gleason, he steals the movie, I think, but not so much to get it away from Burt Reynolds because he's so dashing. And everybody really gets some good time in this movie. Jerry Reed is fantastic as Cletus. There's a great scene in the movie where Cletus is in a bar. And, of course, there's a bar fight, one of the formulas that you see in Gator and you see in this and Stroker Ace and Cannonball Run. They always throw in a bar fight. They always throw in a romantic scene with the lead. In this case, it's Sally Field and Burt Reynolds who have, even though they're doing a hot pursuit, you know, they're involved in a hot pursuit with Buford T and bringing a, I think, how many cases of beer? They're bringing tons of beer across from Texas to Georgia because Big Enos and Little Enos have made a bet and they want to have Coors beer sent across the states so they can have Coors beer at their Georgia event. And at the time, the legal status of Coors beer was it could not be moved beyond the Rockies, so you actually couldn't get Coors beer, and it could not legally be sold east of the Mississippi River. And one of the writers actually heard that story and decided to write a story based on that, and they're like, wow, that's kind of cool. And Hal Needham wrote the story with a guy named Robert L. Levy. Like I said, it spawned two sequels. If you haven't seen Smokey and the Bandit and you want to know a little bit more about Burt Reynolds, this is the movie to jump into. I would say this, if you're in for a film, Deliverance. Burt Reynolds once said, I made a lot of movies, but only one film, and that was Deliverance from 1972, which is kind of a thriller horror movie. I'll let you look that one up yourself in the Burt Reynolds catalog. Let's listen to a little bit more of Smokey and the Bandit, and we will talk about Smokey and the Bandit 2 and 3 very briefly as we play a couple of songs from those soundtracks. It is Watch This on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It's Chris Earle, here with you till 7.
Sheriff, Buford T. Justice, please.
Who that?
This is Bandit Darvall talking.
Where are you, you some bitch?
Before I tell you where I am, Sheriff, there's just one thing I want to say. You must be part coon dog, because I've been chased by the best of them. And son, you make them look like they're all running in slow motion.
Just want to say that. Well, thank you, Mr. Bandit. And as the pursuer, may I say you're the goddamnest pursuee I ever pursued.
Now that the mutual bullshit is over...
Where are you, you some bitch?
I'm right down the bottom of the hill, Sheriff. I'm 6'8", in a cowboy outfit. I got a little pygmy standing right beside me, dressed just like me. You can't miss me.
10-4.
Wait a minute.
Scratch that, hold it.
I can't lie to you, Sheriff. You're too good a man. Look over your left shoulder. We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Is Westbound and Down, Jerry Reed in the background.
Westbound and down, 18 wheels are rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Westbound and down, 18 wheels are rolling. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail.
So a little bit more about the original Smokey and the Bandit. The majority of the lines and quotes spoken by Jackie Gleason's character, Shefford Buford G. Justice, were improvised. It was nominated for AFI's 100 Years, 100 Heroes and Villains, 100 Thrills and 100 Laughs. It didn't get in there, although it should have. And I think Heroes and Villains should have had Buford T. in there. It had the Bandit in there. Gene Siskel gave the film 2 stars and complained about the clock on the beer run, removing the suspense throughout the film. But what the hell does he know? Alfred Hitchcock named it one of his favorite movies of all time. Alfred Hitchcock. Here's Burt Reynolds from Smokey and the Bandit, Part 2, singing a song.
Though your hair is all in tangles and your makeup is a mess, most of what you're drinking is spilling down your dress. And to keep from falling off your bar stools, about all that you can do, I'll make my proposition, 'cause I'm just as drunk as you. Let's do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only chance we get. You got lipstick showing on your teeth and a run down your hose. Where you got that cheap perfume, God only knows. Now I'll be glad to have you home long before daylight. Sun is your worst enemy, thank God it's dark tonight. Let's do something cheap and superficial. Let's do something that we might regret. Let's do something shabby and insensitive. This might be the only chance we get. This might be the only chance we get.
Is Bert himself singing on the Smokey and the Bandit 2 soundtrack, where they have to bring an elephant across state lines and gets together with Sally Field and Jerry Reed and Buford T. and Jr. once again, as well as Big and Little Enos. Like I said, this spawned 3 movies, and it was really part of the formula that Hal Needham had against with Bert Reynolds. They're old buddies, and they started making movies together, and they had a lot of stunts in them and a lot of fun. And what was that? A little toot toot? What was that? Jeez, that sounded like it was right next to me. Anyway, it's Watch This here on WMFO here in Medford. We are in the middle of some Smokey and the Smokey and the Bandit. I was going to say BJ and the Bear. Holy moly, Smokey and the Bandit, which also spawned all these good old boy movies, as well as The Dukes of Hazzard. The Dukes of Hazzard, and you can see a number of people that were on The Dukes of Hazzard that were in Burt Reynolds movies beforehand. They play some of the good old boys and some of the villains in The Dukes of Hazzard. So without Smokey and the Bandit, you never would have had The Dukes of Hazzard, and that includes the remake, everybody. That includes the remake, where Burt Reynolds actually plays Boss Hogg years later. I got all kinds of movie trivia for you, but let's listen to some more of the Smokey and the Bandit 2 soundtrack. Here is Charlotte's Web by the Statler Brothers.
Spend the night in Charlotte's bed. You might get caught in Charlotte's Web. secrets than the night. She spins and weaves her magic spell. Nobody speaks what words can tell. I'm the moth, she's the flame, in a town that's all too quick to spare her name.
WMFO Medford.
All right, we're talking about Smokey and the Bear and its sequels. We got in the background some Jerry Reed from the second movie, Texas Bound and Flyin'. I have to mention the Diablo sandwich. At one point, Buford T. Justice and the Bandit meet up, unbeknownst to Buford T., and he orders a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper in an Arkansas barbecue. It's entered popular culture as a minor reference to the film, with no basic source identifying the composition of the sandwich. People decided to come up with a couple, which was a Sloppy Joe style recipe with ground beef, corn, and sour cream, maybe some jalapenos in there. And then there's another one that was proposed from the shooting location that looked like pulled pork hot sauce on a hamburger bun. I'm going to have a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper later, I think. The Bandit Run is something that was first run in 2007. It celebrated the 30th anniversary of the movie. It was the brainchild of a guy named Dave Hall, who owned a Trans Am and he restored muscle cars. So owners and fans of the movie took part in a road trip from Texarkana to Jonesboro, Georgia, where they bring all the cores, recreating the route taken by the characters in the film. It caught on, became a fixture, most recently celebrating the 40th anniversary of the movie in 2017 with a special screening of the film, and it was attended by Burt Reynolds, and they did a recreation of the jump that was undertaken by Bandit and Frog, of course, Sally Field, across a river. This is a great movie. Like I said, it's iconic. You got to see it. This is what established Burt Reynolds as a superstar in the 70s. He did all kinds of movies. He's one of the hardest workers in Hollywood. And, you know, I was a young kid, but like I said, Smokey and the Bandit 2 and 3 were always playing on HBO. So this became something that was great. And, of course, the popularity of this spawned the Dukes of Hazzard, as well as all the other race movies throughout the race movies. They went back when race had to do with cars, everybody. All the racing and stunt movies of the 70s and 80s. Here's another one. This one is from Smokey and the Bandit 3. It's called Buford T. Justice. Let's listen to this, and I'll be back in a moment. It is Watch This on WMFO here in Medford.
justice, fearless law of Texas, the man who chased the bandit coast to coast. Buford T. Justice, now you've uplift us. Where are you, Justice, when we need you the most? Some say you're a lunatic, some say you're a buffoon, some say you're a fool with a gun. You never caught the bandit, though you stuck to him like glue. Now who'd have thought you'd walk away before the job was done? Cause you're Buford T. Justice, fearless law of Texas, the man who chased the bandit coast to coast. Buford T. Justice, now you've up and left us. Where are you, Justice, when we need you the most? You're a hero to your ego, a legend in your mind. Serve and protect has been your word. But can you stand to sit it out when pride is on the line? And what about the bandit was the last thing that you heard? You're Buford T. Justice, fearless law of Texas, the man who chased the bandit coast to coast. Buford T. Justice, now you've up and left us. Where are you, Justice, when we need you the most? Just like some old gray racehorse, you've been put out to graze. They say you're over the hill now and you've seen your better days. But like that old racehorse, you can still hear that bell. And the hot chase was heaven, now the good life is hell.